in Radio Row in the Media Center at Super Bowl 51 in Houston, Texas. And joining us on the show right now, the owner of the Buffalo Bills. Really happy to have Terry Pegula here. Terry, good to see you.
Good to see you.
What do you think of the Radio Row scene here? What do you think?
It's my first time on Radio Row. It's interesting.
Yeah. I told
you. This is the world you live in, huh?
Yeah, for a week anyway. As I told you, it's kind of like, to me, it's the epicenter of baloney right here in the middle of the world, right? Look at it. I mean, everybody just yakking. Blah, blah, blah.
Well, it's, I don't know about baloney, but
well,
it's the epicenter of something.
Not for the next 10 minutes while we got you here. Look, we want to talk to you about a variety of things, including the Buffalo Bills. Sean McDermott has been on the job for just about a month now. I think it was 4 weeks ago today when he got the job. What's been your early impression of Coach McDermott? What do you think?
Well, early impression is he's exactly what we thought when we interviewed him. He's very, very thorough. He's a hard worker. And a good person, and I think, you know, that's showing already. He's just a hard worker.
We probably, even not on the air, but around this room, talked to a variety of people who have had exposure to Sean McDermott, former players, guys who's coached with him, Moose Johnston from Fox TV, and it's unbelievable. They all came up with the same word about Coach McDermott. He's a grinder. He's going to grind, and you probably already see that in the first month, I would think, right?
Yeah, I hate to keep going back to the fact that he's a two-time national prep champion wrestler, but that's a grinder.
Yeah. Hasn't been out in public yet, hasn't done much out since he got the job a month ago, but he has put together a coaching staff which features guys with some pretty substantial NFL experience, some of them former head coaches in the NFL. What do you think of that?
Yeah, a lot of experience, and he doesn't have a problem saying that this is his first job as a head coach. And he wanted guys with experience if he could get them. And he has accomplished that with a couple of his coaches. So
when you were interviewing Sean, and obviously he probably gave you an idea of who he might want to put on his staff, do you see some of those names, people that he's mentioned? This is who
yes.
I bring on?
Yeah. Yes. And if you notice, these guys, they're character guys like Sean.
Sean McDermott, been on the job for a month now. Now, let's talk about this game coming up in the Super Bowl experience. What's your plan here? You're here today. You've been here for a day or two. Are you going to stay for the game on Sunday, for kickoff on Sunday?
No.
Okay. Why not?
We're not in the game.
Good answer.
So I'm getting on a plane tomorrow. I'm going to fly to Pittsburgh, get my daughter and her month-and-a-half-old baby, and fly to Florida and sit with my other daughter who's had hip surgery and watch the game from Florida.
From the comfort of your own home, which
yeah.
sounds pretty appealing, I think. And
My wife is always like, why don't you go to the game? I've said, hey, we're not in it.
Good point. Your general manager, I talked to Doug Whaley a week or two ago, and I said, are you going to the Super Bowl? And he goes, that's for fans. I'll go when we're in it. That's a
yeah.
good attitude to have, I think.
And my own informal personal poll tells me that there's about anywhere from 10 to 14 owners that'll actually be at the game. So I'm in the majority, not the minority.
Is it superstition? You don't want to be here if your team's not in it, do you think?
No, I just, you know, it's tough.
You can see the game just as well and see aspects of the game at home on television, including the commercials that many people like. As well, if not better, than you can when you're actually at the game, right?
Yeah. Well, I was talking to Mary Wilson last night, and she told me how for years, you know, Ralph sat and didn't want any outside influence, any noise while he was watching the game when the Bills would play. And I'm the same way. You know, I sit over there with Whaley and Manos.
Yeah, next to us at
and,
home there.
You know, I can't socialize when I'm watching.
You know, I'm afraid that in our radio booth, we got a lot going on. I get a little worked up. Kelso will be out there directing traffic. We don't distract you, right, from watching the game? Do you want us to tone it down?
No, I'm wondering what all the pointing is. Like.
So do I. Kelso will start pointing and moving people around. At first, a couple of years ago, I thought he was gesturing to me. He thinks he's up there directing traffic on the field.
Yeah.
And I just get angry at officials. You know how I am.
Oh, yeah.
I'll turn around
yeah.
and punch the wall at a bad call
yeah.
or something. We love having you next to the game. Do you have a rooting interest in this game on Sunday? Do you care if the Patriots win or the Falcons win?
No. No.
Do you
I
root
don't.
For owners? Anybody in particular?
No,
I mean,
not
Arthur
really.
Blank or Bob Kraft?
Not really, no.
I wonder, in your tenure now with the NFL, with the Buffalo Bills, are there some owners that you look to for, you know, as your guides or maybe guys you go to for experience questions or what do you do in this situation, that sort of thing?
Yes and no. Like, I talked to Bob Kraft. I talked to the Rooneys, mainly because I have an office in Pittsburgh and my daughter lives there. But,
those are good role models they have in the league, both of them, especially Rooneys with the family operation.
They've been around a long time.
Yeah. Terry Pegula joined us, the owner of the Buffalo Bills. You've been here a couple of days in Houston. How do you think Houston has done as a host city here? What do you think?
Great job. I love Houston. As you know, I'm in the oil and gas business, and this is the oil and gas capital of the world. And this is a great city, and they're doing a great job with this event.
I asked Lijay Duzibel this a minute ago, and you've been here a lot, even before your football days. What kind of a town is Houston? I mean, what are some of the best things about Houston that you can think of with all the years of experience you've had here?
Well, I love the people here. Like I say, it's the oil and gas capital of the world. Great food. And, you know, Texans are very proud. They're very proud of their state.
Yeah.
And they're proud of being Texans.
Yeah.
It's a unique atmosphere.
My wife has pointed out to me a couple of times this week how friendly, and I know it's Super Bowl week and I know it's the hospitality industry, but everybody on the street and the police officers and all the security, I mean, we're surrounded by security, but everybody's been really friendly and nice this week since we've been here. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, when I got out of Penn State in 73, I moved to Texas, and being from the Northeast, when I was living here, I'd be driving down the highway, and Texans waved to you. I don't know if they still do it, but back in those days, you're driving down the highway, everybody you went by, you were waving to. And there's also another thing they do when you pull up behind somebody on the highway, they would pull over on the shoulders for you to go around them.
Huh. I'll look for that.
It's a Texan thing.
It's a Texas thing. As one of the 32 owners in the National Football League, and you see the magnitude of the Super Bowl, not just here in Radio Row and all the media here, but even outside, you know, on the streets around this area and at the game on Sunday, what do you think about the magnitude of the event and maybe the role that the National Football League plays in this, what is essentially a great American holiday coming up on Sunday?
Yeah, what's the international viewership going to be?
I don't know. It'll be huge.
It's
going to be the biggest show on TV.
It keeps getting bigger every year. Keeps getting bigger. And, you know, every year we have the opportunity to watch from Super Bowl I all the way up through 51. And it's interesting at some of these events, I can't remember which Super Bowl it was, but it was pretty early. They said they had 70 million viewers already back in Super Bowl V or VI or whatever one it was. So it's been big for a long time.
Do you have a favorite Super Bowl memory over the years? Anything that sticks out to you?
I think the four in a row of the Bills, the first Super Bowl against the Giants, 376 yards in 20 minutes. I mean, you know.
Doesn't add up.
We didn't win any of those games, but the four in a row is – who's matched that?
Right. And that memory of that four straight Super Bowls gets bigger. We had Jim Kelly here yesterday, Andre Reed, James Lofton the other day. And as they, you know, they're all Hall of Famers, as they move around now in their retirement, there's a greater appreciation for that accomplishment.
Yeah.
You've seen it, I'm sure, among your fellow owners, right?
Yeah. You know, everybody loves to win the championship in their sport, but when you lose four in a row, there's a lot to be said for that, too.
Hey, Terry, Commissioner Goodell, with his news conference a couple of days ago, talked about a variety of things, including an effort, I think in response to slightly declining ratings, an effort to maybe shorten up games, to consolidate commercial breaks, have longer breaks and maybe fewer breaks. But do you think there's a need to alter much of how the games are put together? Were you alarmed by that decrease in ratings, TV ratings?
I think the presidential race had a lot to do with the ratings. It was an interesting race. I think that my personal opinion is, if the league is trying to shorten games, I'm the new owner in the league, but I don't have a problem. I think a lot of the fans that I know, enjoy the game, and if it's 10 minutes longer, just get things right. You know, if it's longer because of calls that are being reviewed, you know, let's get them right. So,
you just mentioned that I'm the new owner. How much longer do you have to play the role of the new owner? This is 3 years now you're going into.
Oh, I'm still the new owner. New West.
They don't treat you like that, though, the others, do they?
No. Well, at least not to my face.
Hey, Terry, thanks for this. Have a great weekend. Safe trip back home. Enjoy watching the game.
Same to you.
A one-and-a-half-month.
By the way, you're going back home, too, right?
I'm going. I'm sticking in Texas for a week.
Oh, a week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a niece in Austin we're going to visit, my wife and I, and then we're just going to cruise around
Texas.
You got to
get some good Texas barbecue.
I'm going to find some. I tried this week, and my producer's mad at me. We made a bad call on barbecue the other day, but I got the rest of the week to make it up, and that was my call. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.